Next patient is Robin Smith, R-O-B-I-N, Robin Smith, S-M-I-T-H. Date of birth is 7/19/1942. Date of visit is 2/21/22. Please make a copy for Alicia DeSavre. That is D-E-S-S-A-V-R-E, DeSavre. Alicia is A-L-I-S-H-A, M-D. MD. Thank you. Today's date, 2/21. Chief complaint is shortness of breath and fatigue and snoring. Next paragraph, fifth prevalent illness. This is a 79-year-old female who has a history of snoring and apneic episodes as observed by her daughter, as previously been treated for atrial fibrillation and has a history of mitral valve disease as well as pulmonary hypertension, period. The patient had a complete cardiac evaluation done recently for atrial fibrillation. Cardiac catheterization done on 2/9/22 showed an ejection fraction of 60% to 70% and a PA pressure of 44/16 millimeter mercury with a mean of 30 millimeter. And cardiac index of 3.4 liters per meter. I'm sorry, 3.4 liters per minute per meter squared. The patient has been advised to get pulmonary evaluation for possible obstructive sleep apnea. She is short of breath with activity. Denies chest pain. And she has no leg or calf muscle pains. The patient previously has had a CTA of the chest in November of 2020, which shows no evidence of pulmonary emboli and showed cardiomegaly. Next paragraph. Other past history includes history of atrial fibrillation for which she had a watchman's procedure performed. She has had mitral regurgitation and aortic valve stenosis and tricuspid regurgitation as well as pulmonary hypertension. Also has a history of systemic hypertension and surgery includes can you also mention the patient said she has had CV 8x6 and had been in rehab following her strokes. She also had bladder suspension surgery and a hysterectomy and cardiac catheterizations. Next paragraph, allergies, no dry allergies noted. Expergraph habits, the patient does not smoke and denies significant alcohol use. Next paragraph, medication list included the amlodipine 5 mg daily, atorvastatin 10 mg such as carvedilol 3.1 to 5 mg BID, citalopram 10 mg such as omeprazole 20 mg a day, and simethicone 80 mg TID, benadryl 25 mg such as tramadol 50 mg PRN. Next paragraph, allergies to Zithromax, codeine, and Protonix. Next paragraph. Family history. Father died of a heart attack. Mother died of pancreatic cancer. Next paragraph. Physical exam. Oh. System review, patient has fatigue, she has had no weight loss, she has shortness of breath and coughing spells, she has heartburn and abdominal pains and constipation, she has urinary frequency, nighttime awakening, and she has palpitations and legs falling, she has anxiety attacks and joint pains, muscle stiffness. And she has headaches and no memory loss or blackouts, and she does have skin rash with itching. Next, physical exam, this elderly lady, averagely built, alert, pale, but no acute distress. Blood pressure, 30/70, pulse is 78, respiration 20, temperature 97.5. Weight is 150, saturation 98. HE India norms, pharynx, pupils, reactive and equal. Tongue is moist, nasal mucosity matters, throat was clear. Next, supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement, the lymphadenopathy. Chest, equal movements with distant breath sounds. And scattered wheezes throughout both lung fields, prolonged expirations. Heart, the heart is irregular, S1 and S2, no murmur, no S3. Heart tones are irregular, S1 and S2. With apical systolic murmur, 2/6, no S3. Abdomen is soft, protuberant, without masses, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, mild peripheral edema. And peripheral pulses are diminished. There's no cap tenderness on either side. Neurologically, it flexes the 1+ with no gross motor deficit. Cranial has a grossly intact. Rectal exam is deferred. Skin, no lesions. Oh, can you please add in the past surgical history? Past surgery also includes history of expert laparotomy with small bowel resection and oophorectomy and partial colon resection for diverticulosis and an appendectomy, and history of bladder suspension. Okay, next paragraph. Impression number one. Basal obstructive sleep apnea syndrome, number two, is atrial fibrillation. And number three is pulmonary hypertension. Number four is mitral valve insufficiency. And number five, history of CVA. Next paragraph. Plan. The patient has been advised to go for a polysomnographic study. Also advised to get a complete pulmonary function study. And a CT chest was advised. She has been advised to lose weight and a follow-up visit we arranged in approximately 4 weeks. Patient has been scheduled to have a TEE and further cardiac evaluation in regards to her pulmonary, I'm sorry, in regards to her mitral valve disease. I'll make an addendum after her next visit after the sleep study is completed. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Alicia DeSavre. Alicia is A-L-I-S-H-A. DeSavre, D-E-S-S-A-V-R-E, M-D. And also to Dr. Ashraf Al-Sakar. A-S-H, Ashraf, A-S-H-R-A-F. Al-Sakar, L-E-L-S-A-K-R, M-D. Thank you for this consultation. Let's talk to D'Souza.